Let's talk about Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Outla, O-U-T-L-A-W. First visit is going to be dated on 5-6-2025. And her date of birth is 12-5-1956. And this is a 60, patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. Patient is in her 11th benefit period from 3-30-2025 to 5-28-2025. Patient's face-to-face evaluation, well, that was done today, will be shared with the hospice medical director. Ms. Outla, new paragraph, is a 67-year-old woman with history of, on hospice with history of cerebral infarction, whom is totally and completely bedbound, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. Her comorbidities includes DJD, hypertension, recurrent TIAs, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, diminished MAC, down to, leave it blank for a second, she eats very little with a childlike appetite. Period. So patient's MAC is 26 centimeter. Also has a history of put down hyperlipidemia, total bed bound. Patient's stroke stems from a brain stem stroke causing her demise and hospice placement. Patient's PPS is at 30%. Oriented to person only, and at times she's not oriented to that either. She sleeps 8 to 12 hours a day, but she's in bed 24 hours a day. Patient's overall prognosis is quite poor. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient's muscle wasting is evident in the upper extremity, lower extremity. Patient has trouble speaking. Patient's stroke, brainstem stroke has caused the right-sided paralysis, which is now turning into contracture. Patient is only able to tolerate mechanically soft diet because of dysphagia and requires thicket, T-H-I-C-K-I-T, for her fluid intake. Blood sugars have been stable in face of diabetes with significant weight loss. Overall prognosis is quite poor, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.